Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May the 8th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 2¾ cents at 464 and a quarter, July wheat down 8 cents at 634 and three quarters, and July beans down 7¼ cents at 1239 and a quarter. We're still wet in Illinois. We're going to get more rains tonight and tomorrow. And then it looks like we've got a pretty dry period for 7 days after that. So the planting window, you know, should be intact, and hopefully we'll get Illinois to catch up out here. The Argentinian Oil Seed Union plans to go out on national strike tomorrow. So more of a disruption in grain moving out of Argentina. The southern Brazilian floods are stopping grain from getting into the ports. So that's a little bit friendly out here as well. Everybody's been talking about how bad the western Oklahoma crop is on wheat, but it looks like the whole state is looking at an 89.2 million bushel production number versus 68.6 last year. So obviously not as much damage done as people thought. Overall, we've got the reports on Friday. They're looking for a bigger soybean production for next year, smaller corn production. Carryouts on both will be a little bit higher next year. There's nothing particularly bullish out there, except world carryouts ought to be coming down a little bit. But we'll have to see what the funds want to do. You know, technically they should be long here. They're still short corn, beans, oil. So, you know, I'm hoping that they'll cover more today and tomorrow before the report. And then hopefully we'll see something friendly and they'll step in and buy more on Friday. That's really about it. The outside market's relatively quiet. Crude oil looks to open up about 69 cents lower. The dollar's up 15 ticks. Metals are a little bit lower. And that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.